From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com. Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at AARP.org.
Following the UN report on climate change, the Bush administration acknowledges the problem but refuses to do anything. On the campaign trail in 2000, George W. Bush pledged to curb carbon emissions, but as soon as he took office, he reneged, arguing that there was too much uncertainty in the science to commit resources to averting climate change. Bush hired an oil industry spokesman, Philip Cooney, to edit the certainty out of taxpayer-funded science. When Cooney left the White House, Exxon put him back on the payroll. Now they're refuting the UN report. Bush's excuse can no longer be uncertainty. The world scientists are more than 90% certain that global warming is induced by human beings burning gas, coal, and oil. A White House run by an oil family scion, CEO of the world's largest oil field services corporation, and a Secretary of State so loved that Chevron named a tanker in her honor, has changed its argument to fit the facts. Imagine that. Now Bush argues that mandatory caps on carbon emissions would harm the economy by raising the price of oil. If the price of oil goes up, you see, Americans will buy less of it. That might be good for polar bears and coral, and oak trees and aspens and Sitka spruce, avoiding the spread of tropical diseases into temperate zones, the migration of America's breadbasket north into Canada, the devastation of forest resources by insects that no longer die off in winter, or of water resources, hydroelectric power, commercial fishing, and ski tourism that dry up when it doesn't snow, and tornado swarms and mega-hurricanes that cause billions in property damage, economic productivity, tax base, healthcare dollars, and human lives. But it wouldn't be good for Exxon. A cap-and-trade program which reduces carbon emissions by internalizing the cost of damage to the natural resources on which our economy runs is urgently needed to save the economy. You can upgrade your equipment or purchase the necessary emissions credits from your competitors, but you can't do nothing. And nothing is what the good people at Exxon hired Globe Warman Bush to do. With a perspective, I'm Richard B. Simon.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at aarp.org.